This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU beats VCU 80-71, and will play on Saturday. Fans, remember, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. Only one other game in the NCAA tournament going on right now. Gonzaga hammering Georgia 83-58. At one point of the game, it was 25-2. McNeese gets the upset, beats Clemson 69-67. They had a 31-13 lead at the half. Wisconsin beats Montana 85-66. That's who BYU will play coming up on Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers. Purdue, they outlast High Point University 75-63. Houston hammers SIU Edwardsville 78-40. Milos Uzon, the leading scorer, with 16 points in that game. Creighton beats Louisville 89-75. They also move on. And the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, Auburn, they beat Alabama State 83-63. Again, BYU beats VCU 80-71. We're going to have more post-game action coming up. When I say action, you're going to hear from the players and coaches from the post-game press conference. After the break, we'll send you back to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at Ball Arena for more Cougar Post-Game Live with Greg and Mark. BYU 80, VCU 71 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 80, VCU 71 here in Denver. Kevin Young has just begun his post game press conference comments along with Fuseni Traore, Yegor Demon, and Richie Saunders.
And we won those three areas, and we felt like that was a huge part of the win. These guys, each one of them, you know, was obviously a catalyst, and I thought Yegor got us going to start the game. You know, Richie's a guy that's always been consistent for us. And then I thought Foose gave us a huge lift off the bench, scoring inside. And all in all, it was a really good team win, which has kind of been the calling card for our group all year. So with that, I'll open it.
Thank you, Coach. Take questions for the student-athletes first. Over here to your right, guys.
For you guys, that surge you had at the end of the first half, it really, you were tied at 24, you get the lead to 11, it just seemed that you were in control the rest of the way. What was the key to that, getting the lead and keeping it?
I'll take this one. Like, you know, our team is just, like, we're so deep. As you noticed, like, during that little run, a lot of the second unit, like, was right in there making it happen. And I love it because there's so many different tools that that we can use as a team. And you know, we were playing fast and sharing the ball, which is that's BYU basketball right there.
Go ahead.
Luke Evans, Denver Post. Igor, it's been you've had a lot of pressure placed on you ever since just arriving at BYU. Been kind of, you know, an up and down season just in terms of your shot. What did you want to kind of come out here on this stage and do and show for yourself and for this year and the rest of your career?
You know, I think we've been talking about this so much inside of the team. Just coming here, nothing matters but the team. And, you know, we can scout as much as we want other teams. We can think about something. But at the end of the day, nothing matters. Matters that how strong we get to the court and how much effort we give and how much we want to win. And in this tournament, I think I don't have much experience as these guys about March Madness, but I believe that wins the one who wants to win more.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Foose, as a senior, your last year in the program, how badly did you want to win this game? I mean, you fought like crazy, it looked like. So how much did it mean to you to get this win in your last year in the program?
Man, this actually mean everything to me, you know. Me, especially all the senior, you know. Like, we just don't want to go down like that. because like every single game can be our last game, you know. So we just will take super personal and just no matter what, however it takes, you know, we're just going to go get it done, you know. Like we just got one more down, now five more to go. Yep.
Go ahead.
Luke Maestas, Met TV. Fusni, what sort of things are you going to look for when you're facing Wisconsin?
Well, we really haven't talked about that. You know, we're focusing on the game. Like, I don't really know yet, but it's just like the same thing we've been doing, you know. Like, just focus on ourselves, you know, like do what we do best, you know, as a team, you know. Like, just play for each other.
Mihir Sanasthan, CB Review. Foo said, Richie, you guys were on the court last year when you lost a similar situation where you guys were a sixth seed. How important or how rewarding was it for you guys to get the win today?
Just like Foo said, it was amazing, you know, and it means so much, right? We've had such up and downs this season, and you know, like we're not ready to be done yet. And it's just, it means so much that we were able to win and get to this point that we haven't done before, and we're eager to face this challenge, this next challenge.
Right here.
Troy Rank from the Denver Post. Any of you, it felt like it was a home game at times. Your crowd traveled well. What was that environment like for specifically the players? And I know Jimmer Fredette was here right behind your bench. You feel like this team could do something special like his group did in 2011?
Yeah, we definitely believe that, you know, like this is a special team, you know, and we really believe in each other, you know, like it's just, what else you got, Richie?
Yeah, like 100%. We just rely on each other, and that shows. And again, we're not ready to be done. We're ready to keep moving forward. Yeah, we love it. But that happens to us all the time, and we don't take it for granted. But we love it. Everywhere we go, there's a lot of blue, and today was no exception. I got you.
Sean Walker from KSL in Salt Lake City. Richie, your little brother next to you, when you were watching him take over a little bit in the second half down the stretch, I can never remember if he's big brother or little brother. So little brother, right?
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. But when you were watching him take over down the stretch in the second half, just what was going through your mind kind of seeing him play, seeing him just dominate, roll to the rim, all that stuff with this?
Man, I love it. Like, it makes me just so, so hyped. Like, when he's doing well, when he's cooking down low, like, it's just, it's so fun to watch and so fun to play with that. When you know you need a bucket, and Foose is just, he's gotten, I can't remember exactly the streak, but two or three in a row, and you know the ball is going right back to him, and you know his defender's scared, but... he deserves every bucket. He's worked hard, and I'm just super happy.
Anything else for our student athletes? Okay, we'll let them go at this time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, great job, guys.
Questions for Coach Young? Over here.
Chris Thomas in Denver Gazette. Just wanted to follow up on that question. Jimmer Fredette and Danny Ainge are both right behind the bench. How cool was it to have them there, and what kind of things do they do to maybe help the program and the support they give?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are awesome. They love BYU. You know, that's one thing I think that's super unique about BYU. There's so much, you know, passion from our fans, the alumni. You know, something that I knew about just the fans, but I didn't factor in just all the alumni, you know, so many good athletes that have been through BYU. You know, Danny's a great resource, you know, for me. I pick his brain often. You know, Jimmer's a guy that reached out a second I got the job. And so, you know, to have that support from those types of guys is incredible. I saw some other guys. I think Taysom Hill was up there, too. It's just the list goes on and on. But I definitely felt the crowd, to your question. I mean, that was one of the reasons I was happy that we got this draw to come here to Denver. I mean, like these guys said, you know, there's a lot of blue everywhere we play. But tonight was special, and I'm glad that the guys put on a winning effort for all of our fans that were able to get here.
Right here.
Luke Evans, Denver Post. Kevin, you said yesterday you used to have nightmares kind of coming here and scheming against the Nuggets. Feel like you exercised that a little bit, you know, today. And just for you, you know, making the step to the college game, you know, what's it mean to you to have a tournament win in your first year after taking this leap from the NBA?
Yeah, super rewarding, man. This tournament is like none other. You know, it captivates America for good reason. So just super grateful to be a part of it. You know, as it relates to this building and coming here, honestly, I was kind of, you know, saying that kind of tongue in cheek, but in the same sort of breath, you know, I do have just the comfort of the familiarity of being in the building. You know, even though they hurt us oftentimes, I still had a couple big wins in here, but just the familiarity for me actually was something that kind of was calming and soothing. But like I said, just really grateful to be a part of the tournament.
Over here.
Mike Kelly, Associated Press. Coach, you obviously weren't here last year, but could you feel the sense of urgency from these guys to not have what happened last year repeat this year?
I did. I absolutely did. And that was another thing that gave me a lot of kind of comfort as I was preparing for this. We were preparing for this. You know, I pulled, you know, a lot of those guys aside and just asked them, hey, you know, are we missing anything? Are we hitting all the right things? And, you know, they were definitely good sounding boards, you know, for me being my first time through it. And that's something that we relied upon all year. I mean, honestly, go back to my first press conference when I took the job. I made the comment I was going to rely on the returners to navigate the Big 12. And now here we are navigating the NCAA tournament as well.
Over here.
Eric Prisbell, Hoops HQ. Kevin, how would you describe Jaeger's skill set, given his size, given his age, and how has it evolved over the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't answer the question you asked about his shot selection and stuff like that, or just his shooting in general. Him and I had a really good film session right before we came out here. Just I wanted to make sure he knew exactly, again, what, you know, where I thought he was at his best. You know, I thought the shots he took tonight, especially early, were exactly that. You know, I thought, you know, a lot's made of his shot, but, you know, it's hard to shoot a high percentage when you take difficult shots. And I think that's been a growth moment for him as the season's gone on. I thought tonight the shots he took were all in rhythm. He took maybe one that I thought was a little iffy, but, you know, that's a mature way to handle things, I think, especially in a game like this. Not trying to do too much playing within yourself, but, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. I mean, kid's 18, now I guess he just turned 19. You know, his feel is really good. And the thing I liked about, you know, what he did tonight was, you know, there's a lot made of, like, our three-point shooting. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, they go 15 and 38, which is remarkable. You know, we go 7 and 20. And, you know, you think, oh, BYU's not playing to their strength. But, you know, the way we have shot the ball this year, teams have had to decide, are they going to guard the three? Or are they going to, you know, let us get to the rim? And so tonight we had, you know, 38-point paints in the point. And I thought his approach in terms of getting downhill early, you know, was set the tone for that. And so I think just his maturity as he's understanding how teams are guarding, not only him, but our team as well, you know, says a lot about his, you know, where he's at mentally.
Mark, you're right, Coach.
Coach, Mark Stewart, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I know the game just ended, but I want to get your preliminary thoughts, if you had any, on facing Wisconsin, and if anything stands out to you about that matchup.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about them. I know they score a lot of points. I do know that. I know they can have a team where basically everybody can shoot it from three. And so we'll have to be dialed in on exactly how we want to guard those guys. And, you know, my coaches have been, you know, hard at work, you know, trying to make sure that scout's dialed and ready. But I know they've had some super high scoring games as I followed it loosely. But I really look forward to jumping into the tape and putting the game plan together.
Anything else? Over here.
Kevin, you've been big on stacking days. How does this day stack up among, you know, in this vision that you've had for BYU basketball since you took over?
Yeah, I think it's I'm just proud of the way our guys approached it. You know, like, and I told these guys this right when the regular season ended. You know, my experience on the NBA side, you know, I was fortunate to be a part of a lot of really, you know, good teams and deep playoff runs and stuff. And it wasn't even just the teams I coached, but just what I learned in facing really good teams this time of year is you have to rely on your habits. You can't all of a sudden make stuff up and think it's going to work in the postseason. And so the way that our guys, you know, played true to ourselves and executed the things that we've done all year long, you know, that's a byproduct of stacking those days that we talk about, and, you know, happy for our guys because of it.
You brought an NBA approach to the college game. Do you see it starting to transfer in that way, the way that, I'm not saying it's sterile, but it's not, you don't feel like you're riding it. It's like these guys know what the expectations are. The film session, it's just done in a different manner. Do you feel like that's starting to pay dividends as this season's gone on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot's made of, you know, my transition from the NBA to the college game. And
I think it really rears its head in just every part of our program. You know, it's not just style of play. It's not just film. It's literally everything we do, part mainly because that's what I know. You know, I'm not saying that's the best way to do it, but it's just what I'm comfortable with. I think our guys, to your question, yes, have bought into the way we try to operate our program. And whether that makes us different or not, I don't know. I don't know what other teams do. I just know that with this particular group, they've bought into you know, our style of play, the way we warm up, the way we watch film, the way our analytics guys involved, the way our nutritionist is involved, literally top to bottom. And so that's something that I'm proud of for sure.
Okay, thank you for your time, Coach. Thank you.
All right, that is Kevin Young, head coach of the BYU Cougars. BYU and Coach KY moving on to play Wisconsin Saturday here in Denver as the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship continues. We'll continue with Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Let's present to you, as we continue with Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, let's present to you our Waystar Star of the Game from today's 80-71 win over VCU, the BYU Cougars, the 6th seed defeating the 11th-seeded Rams in the first round of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship to move on to face Wisconsin on Saturday. Cougs had a 9-point lead at halftime. An 11-point lead at halftime. We're outscored by 2 in the second half as the Rams got hot from 3. For the Waystar Star of the Game, Mark, I feel like the guy that was our postgame guest on the floor maybe gets the nod today with Yegor Demin.
He really was spectacular. He knocked down some threes, which always helps, but he was the aggressor. He moved and got to the rim and created, and I thought overall was a great contributor, especially to me. To me, it was about that first half when BYU was struggling a little bit. He was the guy that kind of got them above ground, above water, and then BYU never looked back.
All right, Yegor Demin is the Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. We'll continue from Ball Arena here in Denver and visit with the Cougars head coach, Kevin Young. Coach Young and the Cougs moving on. BYU a winner by 9 over VCU. It'll be the 6 against the 3 here at Ball Arena on Saturday at a time to be determined. BYU and Wisconsin, Cougs and Badgers, and we are sticking around for at least a couple more days in this NCAA tournament. Great to be moving on for the first time in 14 years. BYU's first NCAA tournament win in 13 years. More Cougar basketball after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
We're back courtside here in Denver, Ball Arena, BYU 80 and VCU 71 in the first round of the Division I Men's Basketball Championship. Let's begin our segment with Coach Kevin Young by getting to our Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game today, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, a proud sponsor of BYU basketball. We love Foose. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 on the offensive end. Fuseni Traore in 19 minutes scores 13 and is our Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Coach Kevin Young, do you concur with that selection today?
Yeah, he was great. You know, I had a good feeling about what he was going to be able to do. You know, I like the matchup with him down low, just watching their guys on tape. He's been pretty good all year against kind of the bigs they had and the style of defense they played. And, you know, him and Dallin just have that connection.
Yep.
That's, you know, it just comes from years of playing against with each other. But, yeah, man, Foose was an incredible tonight. Knocked his free throws down as well. He was really good.
He's the second ever BYU player with 300 or more offensive rebounds for a career. And he might end up with the all-time record here, given another game or maybe two. Well, Coach, congrats on moving on for BYU, getting out of the first round in a while. And what was your sense? Kind of, do you have a gut sense going into games, your heart, your gut? How did you feel about the chances that this team had against a very good VCU squad today?
You know, I felt good about it for a couple of reasons. One, just
I think this group's been just the way they've handled the course of the season, I think, has been very businesslike. That's something we've tried to instill in them, and they sunk their teeth into that. But, you know, the experience that this group had last year, you know, I think was invaluable. You know, I relied on that personally, talking to those guys. And, you know, that gave me a lot of confidence. And a number of them made the comment that this year feels different. You know, and when I heard them kind of saying that to each other, I was like, man, these guys are ready to go.
Coach, you mentioned Foose, and he had a great game. But also, Kaba had 9 points and – or excuse me, 9 rebounds and, 9 points. So 22 and 18 from those two guys. And they're different types of players. So I think one of the great strengths of this team is your ability to have two really good five guys and meet this different situation. But that has to be a really nice – feeling as a coach to know you have that resource.
It's huge. You know, I think, like you said, it's one of the things that's really, I think, makes us unique. And I would also add the 4 blocks. Kaba had four blocks. I mean, there was a lot, you know, made of their block rate coming into the game and their defense. I thought, you know, for all the talk that they got about being aggressive, so on and so forth, I thought our guys were the more aggressive team on the defensive end of the floor. You know, Kaba really held us down there. You know, for me, you know, we talked a ton about going into the game trying to keep them off the foul line. They only had 6 free throw attempts, you know, Cave with 4 huge blocks in there. That was a key to the game because it allowed them to, you know, didn't allow them to set their pressure up. I thought that was key. You know, we go +9 on the glass as well, you know, and those are the two key areas that, you know, they win the math. You know, we talk about that a lot. They win the math battle most games, but we were able to win that. And then we you know, we had a respectable number, just 12 turnovers. So those are, for me, those are the three keys to this game that we said we want to do coming into the game, and we got it done, and I think that's why we got the win.
And of those 12, only 4 came in the first half, and you were trying to find your way.
Yeah, we did. I thought, you know, we had a couple funky ones there early, but, you know, I thought the second half of the first half,
yep,
I thought we did a tremendous job on the glass. You know, they had 3 or 4 offensive rebounds early, and I think we went like a 10-minute run where they only had 1 offensive rebound. That second unit really was able to extend the lead for us going into halftime. I thought that was a huge key to the game. And then the way that the starters, you know, opened up the second half. You know, that period of time was really kind of how we pulled away.
We've seen how good you guys can be. It feels like under 4-minute media timeout late first half, you guys have had some really good finishes to halves that have kind of carried you the rest of the way.
Yeah, for sure. And our guys do a really good job of executing. You know, we talk some here and there about winning 4-minute, you know, stretches. And that's been something, to your point, that we've been pretty good at for most of the year.
More with Coach Young. We'll close things out with the coach as we come back to Denver, where BYU defeats VCU, the 6 over the 11, 80-71 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Second session of games about to get underway here in Denver. Ball Arena, Greg and Mark, and the head coach, the Cougs, Kevin Young. Coach Young and the Cougs defeating VCU 80-71 on to face Wisconsin Saturday. Let's begin our closing segment by getting you the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. We could go with something like the offensive rebound, second chance points categories. BYU out-rebounded a really good offensive rebounding team, 14-12 offensive end, turned it into a 16-7 second chance points advantage. That was not insignificant. But, Coach Young, you like as much the fact that on a day when a team made 15 threes to your 7, you ate inside and had a massive advantage in the paint.
Yeah, and that was something that we pointed out to our guys. You know, we referenced a couple of games, second halves of games. You know, I talked to them about, hey, we came out of the locker room against at home West Virginia, at home against Utah, and really the entire game against Kansas State. You know, teams make decisions how they want to guard us. They try to take the 3-point line away, and we got guys that can get downhill. Yeah, I thought Yegor set the tone. I love that pick and roll him and Kaba had, where he kind of faked it to Kaba and got to the rim. I just think our guys, you know, time and time again, when we ask them to do something, they can put their mind to doing it. And then you get, you know, I know they were fouling at the end, but we got a ton of free throws as well. So we've said it before, you know, I think a lot's made of our 3-point shooting, but
we're definitely not a one-trick pony. You know, you got Foose teeing off down there on the low post. You got multiple guys getting to the rim. And so I thought the game plan in terms of the execution of how we wanted to go about attacking these guys was top-notch.
Coach, you played a lot of really good defensive teams, and more often than not, you're scoring 80, 90 points in those games. VCU had not, Greg mentioned this in the break, had not scored, had anyone score 80 points on them. You do it tonight. What is it about this team, even against really good defensive teams, that you're still able to put those kind of numbers on the board?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I was talking about. Just we have a lot of different ways we can hurt teams, and I think our guys are – I think it speaks to the maturity of our group. You know, team's going to guard us this way. Well, this is what's going to be there. And just being able to adjust in game in terms of how teams want to defend us. And, you know, I think we have a lot of different instances that we can point to, you know, to tell, hey, remember in this game we did this, and our guys, like I said, are smart enough to kind of pick up on that.
Coach, by winning 15 Marriott Center games this year, tied the BYU record for most home wins by a BYU head coach, and with his 25th win of the year, he now has set the BYU record for most wins by a BYU head coach. And I should note, the coach that also had 15 home wins in his first year was Roger Reed, and we send the best to Roger and his family as Roger's recovering from a serious accident. And
let me just break in there. I got a chance to visit Roger the other night, and he's doing really well. Sends his love to Cougar Nation, and it was just an awful, awful accident. But he's the toughest guy I know, and he's somehow still Roger, and he's going to recover. And anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
We love Roger and his family, and you followed a lot of great coaches into this position, Coach Young, and I know those numbers are humbling because of the tradition of this program, but for a first year with you and these guys, it can't be going any better than advancing in the NCAA tournament. I'm just really happy for you and your program.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't know that about Coach Reed, so all the best to him. I've gotten to know a couple of his sons pretty well, so thoughts and prayers go out to them. But yeah, it is humbling. You know, this is a storied program that's had a lot of success over the years. You know, I feel it's really hit me lately of just like the mantle that this thing carries when you see Andy Reid at games and he's texting me. You see Taysom Hill at games, Danny Ainge, Jimmer Fredette. You know, I could just go on forever. There's all these guys that I didn't honestly factor that in my thinking when I took this job of how many people have pride in BYU athletics, and I'm just, you know, I am humbled that we're able to carry that torch. And, you know, in terms of the 25 wins, this, that, the other, I mean, there's so much more that goes into this thing than just me. I got an unbelievable staff. We got unbelievable support, you know, and so there's just so many people behind the scenes that no one gets to hear about or see that I'm just a small part of it. But nonetheless, man, we want to keep this thing rolling. It's been a great year, great group, and we got a lot more left in us.
Yeah, how nice to be a part of a team that picks up the first NCAA tournament win in a few years for BYU.
It is, man, and I'm just proud for the school, proud for everyone that follows it. And, you know, like I'm happy for our guys, but I know where our guys' minds are at. You know, they're not – we didn't come here to win one game. Like, this isn't – that's not how this team is built. And so I'm looking forward to going and diving into the tape and putting together the next game plan.
Let's do it again against Wisconsin. Coach, thank you. Congrats.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this glorious mile-high afternoon at Ball Arena. BYU is a winner over the Rams of VCU. The final score is 80-71. BYU wins in the first round, the round of 64 for the first time since 2011. BYU wins any kind of tournament game for the first time since 2012. We don't have to talk about streaks and droughts and monkeys and backs. We can just talk about the Badgers now.
This reminds me of when Steve Young finally won a Super Bowl, and I think Jerry kind of got the imaginary monkey and threw it off Steve's back. I think that was a big step for this program today to get this win.
All right, so it will be BYU and Wisconsin on Saturday. Haven't got the time yet. They usually wait till the second session to firm those times up, but stay tuned. It'll be all over the place, and then we'll get a start time for you for BYU and the Badgers. It'll be the 6-3 for the right to play in the Sweet 16 in Newark, New Jersey next weekend. And again, the last time BYU played in the Sweet 16, it took a second win in Denver to get it done, and we'll see if the Cougs can do that on Saturday. For the crew back at BYU Radio, Terry South, our coordinating producer, Cleon Wall, our studio host, Seth Larson, our control board operator. Barry Squires, our coordinating engineer. Much appreciation to the VCU Sports Information Director for Basketball, Chris Kowalczyk, and Coach Ryan Odom for a pregame conversation. Much appreciation there. And, of course, our right-hand man, Tyson Jex, BYU's Basketball Communications Director, for his assistance. You heard from Kevin Young pregame and postgame. And Yegor Demin joining us also courtside for a fun interview with the young Russian after he was a big part of today's victory. What a day for Cougar Nation. So much fun bringing it to you. And we are excited to do it again on Saturday for the Cougars and the Badgers. Final score today, Mark. Well, first of all, how much fun that we get to stick around here and get at least one more game out of our year.
And dinner always tastes better after a win. And, you know, this team, Greg, has shown me things I haven't seen before. And I hope that they continue to do that the rest of this tournament. It's been fun.
All right, for Mark Durant, my name is Greg Wrubell. Thanking you for tuning in, folks. I am Greg Wrubell saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. So long from Denver, Colorado.